Okay, let's talk about dangerous dogs. Now, there's a very simple solution to a lot of the problem we have with dogs, in my mind. One is that all dogs, literally every dog, should be licensed. And if you have any kind of conviction for cruelty or not being responsible keeping a dog, then you are banned from keeping any more dogs for life. End of, minimum. After all, a pet is a responsibility, not a right. And if you prove yourself cruel or irresponsible, then why should you be allowed any more dogs? So let's just off the bat get that. No dogs if you're found cruel or irresponsible. But more widely with licensing, not only is it a slight revenue generator, and that's how it was always used in the past when we had dog licenses, but actually now with technology, we have a much better scope for using it to ensure that dogs are well treated and that we've owners are responsible. Dogs are already microchipped, or should be. If you have a licensing scheme, you can tie that microchip to the license. The vet could demand to see your license every time you take your dog in. If you buy or sell any dog, you should demand to see licenses. And people say, oh, well, there'll be a black market, people won't bother with them. And actually, sure enough, when we had dog licenses, they reckon about half the people with dogs didn't have them. But technology has moved on. That's not a good argument for not doing it again. In my mind, when you have a world where people are regularly bitten by dogs, there's no excuse for not trying to do something about it. You can't just shrug, and you can't say equally, oh, but freedom, why shouldn't I be allowed an enormous fighting dog? Because why should you have one? Just use statistics. Say, look at all breeds. If more than a certain percentage of dog attacks are by this particular breed, then put restrictions on it. Start with just making sure that they are muzzled. It's a legal requirement to muzzle them in public. If that doesn't work, then look at stronger measures. But there's no point just sort of shrugging our shoulders and go, what can we do? And, oh, well, should we ban this dog? And at the moment, Suella Breverman's looking at banning these bully XL dogs. We'll see where that goes. But let's say she does. There'll be another dog. There'll be another large fighting dog that the sort of people who buy these things go for. So the only solution is to look over all dog breeds, come up with some sort of automatic, if X many attacks happen, then this is considered a dangerous dog. And then just maybe muzzle them by default, and then ban them if it goes beyond a certain higher percentage than that. I've got a dog. I love dogs. I love pets. But equally, I'm not the sort of person who wants to buy a dog to look tough and a dog that looks dangerous. I think there is a certain psychology behind those people that we as a country shouldn't really endorse or support. So, yeah, look dangerous if you want, but make sure that dog's wearing a muzzle and be ready to accept severe penalties if you willingly circumvent these attempts to keep your dog safe.